This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 35 of Sunday Supplement.
Which I've already won. I'm doing a little victory dance right now. That's a clattering you can hear. That's my shoes.
You haven't won it.
I've won it. And I know why I've won it as well. Because somebody is a failure. And it's not me. One job we have to do, dear readers. One job, which is primarily get ourselves a copy of the Sunday papers. Any Sunday paper will do, to be honest, as long as it's got a supplement section. But some people can't even manage that. Oh yeah, I'm winning.
There is a certain amount of truth to the fact that I haven't got a Sunday newspaper this week.
Oh yes!
But that doesn't necessarily mean you've won.
How does
that
not...
You can't win a football match, right, if only your team turns up.
If they forfeit.
Yeah, but I don't forfeit.
You've turned up, but without a ball.
Well, yeah, that is true, but you haven't got balls either.
I've got loads of balls, because the beauty of this is I bought Sunday Sport again.
Oh, no.
And I can't believe I'm going to win with it yet again. This is amazing.
That means statistically the Sunday Sport is going to be one of the best papers.
But to be honest, Simon, I mean, I know to our middle class ears and our simple fantasies over facts and clarity, we think of the Sunday Sport slightly sneerily, what with all its nipples. However, any newspaper which has the headline Green and Pleasant Glands... has got to be...
How can a gland be green and pleasant? That's surely a bad gland.
It's just a picture of a field in the shape of a cock. And a slightly bendy cock as well. With a tree sprouting from in the middle of the balls.
Is it photoshopped?
I don't know. I imagine so. But we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm in a high of Lemsip and I'm delirious at the moment. It's brilliant. I've got the Sunday Sport. I'm going to win with it. And I've got a Lemsip rush. It's brilliant. It comes with one free magazine. And this is a new magazine. And Simon, you're going to guess what is the name of the magazine. I'll give you four, and it's one of the four. So it's a bit like a mini article or farcical. Okay. Is it a supplement or is it not?
Okay.
First one, is it called Feast?
Right.
Is it called Clout? Is it called Norks? Or is it called Skunt?
Skunt. I think it's called Norks.
Simon, I'm afraid that is the incorrect answer. Oh. Is it Feast, Clout or Skunt?
Skunt, then.
No, it's Clout. Well done, readers.
Just this point, you came up with better ones than they did. Norks, especially, I wouldn't have even thought you knew that word.
I mainly know that word because there is an article in here called Thor Blimey, It's Inspector Norks. According to this, and I don't imagine this has got any ounce of truth to it, but TV bosses are planning to bring back the legendary detective Inspector Morse as a topless babe.
I suspect they've got some sort of illustrative picture of this.
No. Illustrative picture, no.
They haven't got John Thor's head on a pair of breasts.
For fun, in her spare time, she also lap dances, which is also what Inspector Frost does. So,
see, that isn't that far from the truth. That could actually be happening.
Or it could just be Lewis's next adventure.
Come on, Lewis would become a very different...
Yeah. How about this one? Abu Hu Hamza. This is, Abu Hamza is, well, what is he really? He's a wannabe pirate. You know, he's got a hook, he's got several missing legs and an eye patch. So he's got a hook for a hand. And tears as fundamentalist nutter gets PlayStation in his cell, but can't play it. So he's been locked up with the PlayStation and having hooks for hands. It's getting quite frustrated.
I can imagine trying to play Tomb Raider like that.
We've also got pub staff terrorised by Goosing Ghost. This particular pub, which is Hangdog Arms, is terrorised by a ghost. And all of these young women have left, 14 bar staff have left over the few years because they keep being felt up in the cellar. A And Pete Meatcliffe, who is the landlord, has no idea why.
Oh.
I've also got Loony Bin for Arse Pincher.
They're a bit obsessed with goosing, aren't they?
Yeah. It's a man with alien hand syndrome and he pinches his own bottom till it's blue. Women you'd secretly shag. So we've got Joe Brand, the Queen, obviously. And Esther Anson's number one. So, do you do Esther?
No.
We've got Dubai Britain, which is Brown talks to flog the UK to Arabs, which is racist. I've also got, oh, this is great, Wildcat Strike over Cut Jobs, which is the Wildcats are coming out in unison with British workers who are going on strike. And all of these little kittens keep turning up at old ladies' doors. And apparently this is the Wildcat showing their support. All the British strikers.
So basically, the Sunday Sport is a hive for article or farcical. So why don't we just play article or farcical? And if I
well,
win,
we can do. I just want to give you this one, which you'll love. There is a headline called "Just Piss Off Piers," where he's referred to as the human splitting image puppet. Isn't that lovely? So yes.
So if I win article or farcical, that means I win this week.
I don't think you're going to win article or farcical, Simon. There is no way you're going to know. I mean, literally, I've got Red Spy and Loft is mice, say MI5. That's a genuine article. So when we get down to these ones, you're going to be stuck.
Okay?
Highlights of this week's news. Is it an article or is it a farcical? Bunnies target of gun-toting cow.
Right, okay.
You want to know more about that, or are you
happy? I think it pretty much says it in the title, doesn't it? Bunny's target of gun-toting cow.
Yeah.
There's nothing else left to that story.
Okay. Barking duck is a nuclear tragedy.
And I presume somehow this duck is infested by...
It's near Chernobyl.
Barking duck. Couldn't you say a quack was a bark?
Well, if a dog quacked at you...
Yeah.
Okay, you'd be happy with that. You'd be like, wah, wah, wah.
They're stupid enough to do it.
Shuckling, shuck a shuck.
Was that your Daffy Duck impression?
Like I said, I've had some Lemsip. I've got a blocked up nose. I could do that better if I wanted to. Man, bonk sandpit.
Didn't we have a conversation on here about bonking trees at one point?
That was to do with one of my favourite books, which is called
A Melon for Ecstasy. That's right.
And finally, Simon, is this an article or is this a farcical? Hitler Stalin cookery comp started World War II.
What, they had a cook-off?
Yeah, and Hitler lost his temper.
But what's that got to do with invading Poland?
I'm not sure. There's a whole explanation about who won the first leg and who won the second leg.
Who cooked what?
Stalin cooked dumpling stew and Hitler cooked sausages. So, which is it? Is it Bunny's target of gun-toting cow? Barking duck is a nuclear tragedy? Man bonk sandpit? Or Hitler Stalin cookery comp started World War II? Article or farcical?
I'm wondering if you've played a little trick on me and they're either all made up or they're all from the Sunday Sport. I'm going to say... Man bonk sandpit is farcical. In many ways, that is true as well.
It is farcical, yes. But maybe not in the way you think. So, any reason? Do you want to give any explanations?
I don't know. It just sounds like something that might have come out of your head.
Really? Oh, thank you very much. Well, Simon, I'll take these in reverse order. So we've got the Hitler and Stalin cookery comp started World War II. Yeah. And that is... an article.
Really?
Which is the standard of journalism in this paper. Considering that I could have gone with things like erection, 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 state agent beats slump with sex parties and empty mansions. I mean, how good is that? Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin had a cookery contest in 1939, which experts believe caused the start of the Second World War. According to newly released documents, the Führer and the Butcher of the East battled it over two legs, one in Berlin, the other in Moscow, to decide the king of the kitchen. The loser was to relinquish power, handing over his empire to the winner before killing himself with a pistol shaped like a rolling pin. Oh, Hitler's Bavarian sausage casserole went down a storm in the first leg, but it was Uncle Joe Stalin's shepherd's pie that stole the show. The rematch in Berlin saw the reinvigorated Hitler rise to the challenge and gain full marks from all three judges for his Lancashire hot pot. At 1-1, the leaders called it a draw, but Hitler was so incensed at losing the Moscow leg that he mobilised his troops to enter Poland days after the competition, thus starting World War II. Fact. Next up was Man Bonk Sandpit. Now you say, Simon, this is a genuine farcical pulled out of my bottom.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's not the Mr. Tumnus. This is a genuine article, Man Bonk Sandpit, which entertained me quite a lot.
Okay, so is it bunnies with a gun-toting cow, or is it a barking duck that you made up? Can I have another guess?
Yeah.
I think you made up barking duck.
And you're wrong again!
Oh, God!
To be fair, Buddy's target of gun-toting cow, it was a bit difficult because this is actually a genuine story, but it's not in the Sunday Sport. This is a farmer who just disguised himself as a cow to shoot at ducks.
So it's not a made-up headline then?
Well, it's a made-up story, yeah. Well, it's a made-up headline, it's not a made-up story.
You made up the headline, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, fine, then I lost this week, yes. Which isn't surprising.
Not really. I mean, I think the Sunday Sport is really well written. It's amusing, it's funny.
It's almost a real-life onion.
Yeah, it is a real-life onion. It's amazing.
Anyway, I'm going to go and play out in the snow.
Yeah, let's build snowmen.
Yeah, with tits. Anyway, join us next week when, hopefully, I'll have my own newspaper.
Yeah, and hopefully, I will still win.
Bye-bye.
Good night, readers.